Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined today by one of the organizers of the Holiday String Quartet Concert coming to the Stuart All Saints Center on Sunday, December 10th. That's this Sunday at 4 o'clock. It's absolutely free, so there's no reason why you shouldn't go out and enjoy some great music. So, Tom, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's just get into it right away. You've been having this concert for 15 years. Is that correct?
Yes, this will be the 15th anniversary of it.
Okay, fabulous. And just in case people haven't been there before like me, this will be my first time when I go on Sunday. What can they expect? What kind of music gets played? Is it a lot of the holiday classics, or is it a little bit different? What should they expect to hear?
Yeah, it'll be a pretty informal concert, and this year it'll be Quartet 515 that'll be performing. And they've kind of evolved as a group. Part of their group has played with us for many years, and her name is Nina Liu, and Nina's family has performed one way or another with our concerts the entire time, so over 15 years. Her sister Grace started with Roosevelt String Quartet, and then her little sister Shauna has performed a few times, and then Nina, when she got out of college, formed Quartet 515, and so we've been using them. And the concert will be a lot of holiday classics, and then they've started incorporating some more holiday jazz, and a lot of children like it because they'll have some of the Charlie Brown music, the Vince Guaraldi music, but the little kids know it as Charlie Brown or Snoopy holiday music, and the people seem to enjoy that a lot.
Talk about this space here. We've hosted Todd Green here just a couple of months ago, and he had a variety of instruments there, and it was a great show. Kind of talk about what this space allows for groups like this one to have these types of performances and to come into this community.
That's one thing that attracts a lot of musicians or even any kind of performers, because it's such a wide open space. And then the acoustics of the building, of course, are amazing. And I don't know if we knew we had good acoustics because we've had the concert there for many years. But when Todd Green was here, I mean, he has traveled all over the world and plays mostly string instruments, but all kinds of instruments from around the world. And he immediately proclaimed that it was one of the top three venues to perform in the world just because of the acoustics and how the dome kind of helps resonate the sounds that he's creating. So we plan to have Todd back next fall, and he can't wait. He's really looking forward to it, and we are too. And pretty much all of our concerts or performing arts things are free to the public. It's usually just a at-will donation. And we usually have some treats and some time to just mingle with other people who attend afterwards or prior to. And we will do that again with the holiday concert. Afterwards, we'll have some holiday treats and refreshments, and people can stay around and chat with each other. And it should be fun.
We talked about, as you mentioned, you're going to bring back Todd Green next year. The plan is to bring him back in next fall. So I heard it there first on Raccoon Valley Radio that Todd Green is coming back to the area. We're excited to hear that. And are you working, I know you're involved with the community, you're originally from the area. Are you working with other bands or any other musicians to come here? Do you know of any other bands or musicians that are coming here?
We have, a really small performing arts series, which we haven't really labeled it that, but that's really what it is, because we do the Holiday String Quartet concert, and then each spring we've been having Ballet Des Moines come out. And again, a lot of that's because of the space works so well, because it's wide open, there are no columns in the way. And this year we're having some scheduling problems with the ballet. We plan to do some kind of a event with them. It might not be the usual one, because usually it's kind of their wrap-up party after their last performance, but we have some weddings planned on the Saturdays right around then. So the timing for that won't work. But Ballet Des Moines has an artist in residence program. And one of the artists recently was a videographer, a video producer. And he created some very kind of artsy, interesting videos while he was embedded with the ballet. And so we plan to show that. And then one of the ballerinas actually attends Harvard remotely. And she wrote a ballet about religious tolerance, which is, of course, the building houses the Museum of Religious Tolerance. And so we thought, well, that's a good tie-in to have her come explain and tell, you know, what she did, and then perform her small ballet, and then just talk about how dance can help tell a story as well as any medium. So those are the two things. And then we'll have Todd Green again next fall. And we usually try to have like three performing arts as part of our series.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. A lot of great performance types and a lot of relevant material there to consider and to listen to. And lastly, Tom, as I mentioned, you're originally from the area and, of course, very involved with the Stewart community, wanting to make sure it's the best that it can be, especially with historical preservation. And I won't get too far into this, but we're considering what we need to use the depot for, what we'd like to use the depot for, and things of that nature. And what do the Stewart St. Center and the depot and the White Pole Road Development Corporation, what do all those things, what are they all able to bring to the Stewart community?
A couple of things. One is they literally can bring tourists to town and an attraction for people to come and do things, experience Stewart and spend money there. And they also help us retain our heritage and our history and their valuable, important buildings that have been there since the beginning of the community. And it's important to maintain them and to continue to use them. And they all right now are, and in the case of the depot, have always been used as kind of a tourism attraction. The White Pole Road is, of course, just recently named a byway for the state, and it's one of the last, the state won't be naming any new byways. So White Pole Road and the bridges of Madison County were the last two added. And we're in talks with the Department of Transportation about what that entails, and we think it entails some funding to help create a position that will kind of take on a lot of the tourism promotion for the White Pole Road and other things in the area. We just don't have a lot of the details yet because we haven't seen the contract that they will provide to us, but we will see that soon. And then you'll be hearing a lot more about the White Pole Road and all of our historic attractions together.
Fantastic. Well, that's once again Tom Small, one of the organizers for the Holiday String Quartet concert this Sunday here in Stewart at the St. Center. And come on back when you do get those details. We'd love to hear about it. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.